KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly clear skies, 3 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of only 10. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour give us a wind chill as low as 25 degrees below zero. And for that reason, a wind chill advisory remains in effect for the entire listening area, in fact, the entire state of Iowa, until noon today for very cold wind chills as low as 30 below in some spots, and that could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In our news, police in Creston report three arrests took place on Wednesday. 32-year-old Cody Reese Craig of Creston was arrested on two counts of operating a vehicle without the owner's consent and driving while suspended. He was later released from the Union County Jail after posting bond. 34-year-old Jessica Renee Switek of Mount Air was arrested Wednesday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on a driving while barred charge. Switek was transported to the Adams County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash-only bond. And 43-year-old Brady Gale Rickert of Creston was arrested at the Union County Jail on two warrants for probation violation on original charges of OWI second offense. His cash-only bond was set at $4,000. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of 22-year-old Brooke Anna Marie Moon of Red Oak on Wednesday afternoon following an incident at 1211 Boundary Street. Moon entered a residence without permission and was noticeably intoxicated, allegedly, on drugs other than alcohol. She would not leave when asked to do so by the homeowner. Moon was taken into custody on a charge of trespass in the first offense and held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Oral arguments are set for next week in the appeal of a man convicted of a 2019 murder in Shenandoah. A three-judge panel will hear arguments Tuesday at 3 p.m. in the appeal of Toby Lee McCunn. McCunn was convicted in August of 2019 of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison for shooting and killing Joshua Lyle Jordan on April 22, 2019 in Shenandoah. During the trial, the prosecution said McCunn obsessed over and sought out Jordan several times leading up to the shooting in a dispute over stolen property. McCunn's attorney at the time, Andrew Munger, argued that McCunn had acted in self-defense. McCunn is currently serving his sentence at the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison. He'll be represented in the appeal by public defender Mary Conroy, while Louis Slovin from the Attorney General's office will argue for the state. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold an electronic meeting beginning at 9:30 a.m. on Friday. The session will originate from their boardroom at the Adair County Courthouse in Greenfield and is being conducted via dial-in conference call. On their agenda is fiscal year 2023 funding requests for the following agencies: the Adair County Historical Society, Adair County Fair Board, Adair Guthrie County Environmental Health, Adair County Public Health, Adair County Tourism, Adair County Ag Extension, and the Matura Action Corporation, which consists of representatives from Adair and five other area counties. The organization is a community action agency offering programs to the region's low-income families and individuals. Congresswoman Cindy Axne said the attack on the U.S. Capitol a year ago highlights the need to ensure free and fair elections.
Our democracy is fragile. We need Americans to understand that to protect it is really important for all of us.
Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, said U.S. Senate passage of a voting rights bill is the key priority right now. In August, Axne voted for the House bill that would restore federal oversight of states with a history of voting discrimination and make it more difficult for states to close polling places.
We have a big election coming up, midterm elections, and unfortunately across this country we've seen too many states put in voter suppression laws.
Axne said she's very concerned by a recent Washington Post survey indicating a third of Americans believe violence against the government is sometimes justified. She also cites a National Public Radio poll that found nearly two-thirds of Americans believe our republic is at risk of failing.
We are the beacon of light and hope for democracy in the world. And when a large portion of our population says, I don't think that we're going to see a safe election next time, we've got some things to work on.
Actually, was in Washington, D.C. a year ago, but was not in the Capitol when rioters breached the barriers. Axne says more must be done to secure the building. She also says the work of the House committee examining last year's riot is critical.
Understanding how people were so enticed to literally attack our Capitol is something that's important for us to know. It means that there's something in the American culture that that said this is okay.
Republican Senator Joni Ernst says her view on the attack hasn't changed.
January 6th was a very dark day in American history, and of course those who broke the law on that day should be held accountable.
Ernst says they have to forget about politics and do their job.
Here in Congress, what we need to do is to continue our work on behalf of the American people, and that's what I am going to be focused on. So we really do need to work to get over some of the partisan divides that are out there, but also focus on solutions for America.
And she says it's time to move forward.
We don't need the far left driving our agenda. We don't need the far right driving it. We need to build confidence with the American people.
Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson of Marion issued a written statement on the one-year anniversary, calling the violence that day horrific and thanking Capitol Police for their bravery. Hinson says those who broke the law on January 6th should be prosecuted and held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. That's a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen.